You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
When was the last time you broke the law? 312-946-4995. Now, look, not to brag, but I can safely say that I don't think I've ever broken the law ever.
Okay.
What?
Yes, you have.
We already know that you didn't get your sticker on your license plate, was breaking the law. Oh. You went an entire year.
Okay, Jeff Gordon, with your speeding tickets.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Kyle, have you ever broken the law?
Is this a safe space?
Of course it is.
This is honestly probably the safest of places.
Because I broke the law this weekend.
Stop. Wait, yeah. Seriously?
Yeah. So we were out in Cincinnati. We had our friend's wedding. And we had like a little bit of gap in between like the services and reception. So we went to a brewery. It also happened to be my wife's birthday.
Happy birthday, Haley.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll take the credit for that one. And so at the brewery, we were with our friends, John, Meredith, Jacqueline, all of them. And John looks at me.
I like how he's ousting his friends with his crime.
And John looks at me and says, hey, for Haley's birthday, we should get her a mug from here. I was like, oh, great idea. He's like, go order another beer. Chug it. Steal the mug.
So we split
a beer.
Oh, my god!
Pocketed the mug.
Stop.
And now it's sitting safely at home. Hey, I thought this was a safe space.
It is a safe place, boy. My goodness.
Yeah.
Easy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you guys always breaking the law, and all of a sudden I join your club, and I'm in the wrong.
Now I know why he ousted his accomplices.
I hope you left a few extra bucks for a good tip for that mug.
I did.
Oh, good.
Okay. So was it really stealing? Sounds like I was being a good guy.
When was the last time you broke the law? 312-946-4995. Again, this is a completely safe space. Judgment-free zone. We just want to know that we're not alone when we
I used to hear that my great-grandma used to take the ketchup bottles from the restaurant table.
Oh, my gosh. So much thievery going on. Amber in Oswego.
When was the last time you broke the law?
I stole a spoon from a Japanese restaurant.
What? Amber! Amber!
Random things. Wait, why would you steal a spoon?
Because they're really cute. I have like a whole collection at home.
Of
stolen spoons?
They're little midget little spoons. They're cute.
Why do you have a collection of little midget spoons?
I don't know. I just like them. They're just cute.
So when we hear a story hit the news about the great Chicago spoon bandit, we'll know who it is.
Yes, you will.
So is it always spoons, never forks or sporks?
Nope, just spoons.
Just spoons. Just.
You're a bad, bad girl.
Do you put them on display or do you use them to eat your cereal?
No, I use them.
Okay. And then do you tell, like, when you have dinner guests over, do you tell them where they came from?
I do.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, oh, this one came from a Japanese restaurant in the South Loop.
Yeah.
There's, like, a story behind every spoon.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, restaurant owners around the Chicagoland area, if you see Amber in Oswego come your way, hide your spoons.
Thanks for the call, Amber.
Thank you.
Debbie in Naperville.
Debbie, when was the last time that you broke the law?
Well, it was my husband, not me.
Okay, when's the last time your husband broke the law?
Well, the one that sticks out was about 20 years ago when he didn't have, like, a valid driver's license.
Okay.
And
sounds like someone I know.
We were out camping, and he had to work, so he would take his bike to and from where we were camping. And he was riding out in Plainfield and a little too fast and saw a cop hiding in a ditch and said, nope, and took off.
And he ran from the cops?
He outran the police officer.
Stop!
Yeah, well, we knew the back roads to where we were staying, so he kind of took those so he could have. And, because if he got caught, he was going to jail. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Especially adding to the fact that he was outrunning them if he would have gotten caught.
Yeah, so he flew into where we were staying, and I'm not going to mention that because we don't go there anymore anyway, but I'm not going to mention where it was at.
Yeah, okay. No, probably best not to.
When he came into where we were staying, he went and stashed the bike in a friend's shed and said, it's going to stay here for a couple weeks. And I said, explain, please. And when he explained to me, I about shot him.
Oh, my gosh.
Has he taken the bike out of the shed yet?
Since then, he's actually had gotten his license back legally because he never got caught with that, thank the Lord.
Yeah.
But, at the beginning of this call, you said something to the fact of this is one of the things that he hasn't gotten in trouble for.
Yeah, Debbie, I like how you had to pick one.
When I first met him, I was 17, he was 24, so we're going back away.
Okay, so that right there, breaking the law a little bit.
That was another thing. So going to meet his mom for the first time, we were driving out. They lived out in Sandwich.
Uh-huh.
So we were driving out there, and we went through this little binky town called Waterman, and as soon as he got out of it, he hit the speed limit on the road. It wasn't quite at the sign that says 55. So a cop saw him speed through town, supposedly. He's like, oh, crap. He says, quick, change seats with me. I'm like, why? He says, just do it.
What?
So I did it. The cop radioed ahead to another one and said, and pulled us over and said, no, he wasn't driving. He was.
Oh, no.
Well, they cuffed him.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay, so what's the deal? They go, well, he was speeding. I go, well, don't you just write tickets for speeding? They go, well, not when your license is suspended.
Oh,
and I went,
no.
What?
No. Well, you got yourself your own little James Dean there.
Well, yeah, I had to call his mom and said, hi, we're on the way to meet you, but he got pulled over. She goes, now what? It's like, what do you do now? I go, is this a usual thing?
Yeah.
So we had to bail him out, and that's how I met her.
Oh, my gosh.
When a mom answers, now what? That's when you know she's been through this a couple of times.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.